Welcome to a new episode of Kaga Space, a podcast where we pretty much talk about nerd culture, gaming, anime, and a little bit of tech. So, the latest episode of Basulats came out, and I needed a cleanser for all of the stupid or blasphemous things that we may have talked about. So, for today, let's talk about Seinen. And to help me out with that, I have my constant co-host, basically, Kevin from the 80s na Weebo podcast, and of course, my co-host on the other show. So, Kevin, what's up?
Hello, hello. Welcome to the English Basuran Show. I'm kidding.
Nah, all good, man. And we are basically parodying another podcast if that was the case. So we're not going to have some sort of shit things or whatever. This is just basically like an afterthought or whatnot about a certain subject matter because I didn't mention this before, but yeah. I was a guest in the Anime Exangas podcast and I saw one of the members there talk about seinen, and I'm pretty sure she must have misunderstood what it is or whatever, because she was actually praising seinen genres, but she doesn't consider it as such. So that's where the whole idea for this topic came up, basically. So basically, we're just going to be talking about what is seinen and give a few recommendations, basically, just so you know, you guys know what which is which and whatnot. So, Kevin, before I delve deep into this subject matter, in your opinion, what is seinen?
I mean, seinen, actually, the misconception is it's a genre, but it is not. It's actually like a demographic, like your shonen. Basically, the demographic of seinen is usually young adult men. So most likely, the topics it will tackle or the stories it will tackle will be more mature and violent and gory than your usual shonen ones, which is for young men or for young teen age men.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that it doesn't really make sense if you think about it in general. Like when you say manga, it's basically like a collective media, basically. And when you say shonen or seinen, we're just basically targeting people specifically, like you're grouping them in a sense. It's not really a genre per se, like when you say your typical action, comedy, sci-fi, thriller, whatever. So it's kind of like that. And oftentimes they're like usually the things that they're a bit more mature and grounded and whatnot. But the only one of the examples that I can think of that isn't really the case is like one of the best mecha anime that came out recently, Attack on Titan. That's literally a shonen series because it's being being pushed to younger people rather, even though like the subject is heavily political and whatnot. And you know, just a quick recap to those of you who weren't able to get what Kevin said. Basically, it's seinen is like a demographic that is like primarily aimed at adults or college age or young adults. That's pretty much it, really. You don't have to worry about it or whatnot. You can like talk about like shoujo series can fall under seinen if you think about it. But I don't know if there's like a different term for us. Let us know. So do you think that the whole confusion is like a common thing or whatnot, or people have this like misconstrued I'm not sure if they I've used the term right, like misconstrued, or rather have like this initial opinion that this is like strictly young men's young adult story, even though it's not really exclusively for men.
Well, of course, the cultural differences and whatnot, since you know your comic books in the US is like only been boxed onto one genre, or it's been like only be taught as superheroes. So if you say comic books, yeah, it's superheroes, it's for kids. It's somewhat like the manga industry. If you say shonen, it's mostly like, yeah, it's a genre that encompasses several subgenres, something like that, like your tokusatsu and whatnot. So yeah, maybe it's, yeah, just a difference in culture and whatnots would be the number one reason for the confusion when it comes to genre and demographic.
Yeah. Also, the other thing about it, another thing is that some people in general, I guess, tend to take the word literally. Now that I think about it. Like, if you say seinen, it's like critically, when you say, kind of like loosely translates to young adults or whatever. So, it kind of appears that it's not really catering, you know, to other genders or whatnot. Like a good example of it, what's a recent scene and that I think that I don't think anyone would immediately jump in? I think Berserk is one of them.
Like, true.
Yeah, I don't think women would be into it unless they like dark fantasies, or they kind of notice similarities in recent medias, like in video games. Like Final Fantasy VII, for fuck's sake, Cloud Strife is heavily inspired by, you know, Guts. Aside from the longsword. I mean, they're like the princess and whatnot. So, yeah, that's like basically it. I hope that kind of clears up what the whole difference between the two are, or rather, not, or basically what Seinen is. So, this is like gonna be a quick episode because, you know, I just had something like really light or stupid and whatnot, and it's like one of them because I find the arguments online about it is pretty stupid. And yeah, hope that cleared a lot of sense to others. So Kevin, since we're at like at the tail end rather of this episode, let's talk about let's talk about some few recommendations and a quick synopsis. Not really a synopsis rather, or more like talk about the setting of the story of some seinen series that people would be interested in, so like they can have like a good idea of what are the things that you can expect from this genre. So what's your first recommendation?
I mean, this one is like a detective series. It's a really old one. It's technically seinen because I'll just say the title. It's Kindaichi Shonen no Jikenbo, or The Case Files of Young Kindaichi. He's a high school detective like a certain other one that became a kid, but this one is more mature. It has like multiple parts and multiple victims, and I think this one is a more compelling one because, you know, it's somewhat like your Sherlock Holmes. It's one story, one setting, and whatnot. There are carryovers on other stories or other cases as well, but all of the cases or all the stories under Kindaichi is one and done, and that's it. It's something that you could consume every once in a while if you're having like a crime itch or a detective itch. So yeah, that's one of my recommendations for seinen.
Is it still ongoing? Because there's like another detective series that has gone way too long, in my opinion.
Well, Kindaichi is more like they like took breaks every once in a while, then they'll have like new cases. Because usually a case under Kindaichi is usually at like 5 to 8 chapters. That's a case. And they have like a collection of short cases, which is like 3 to 5 chapters. So they don't focus on like an overarching story. They're more on the case of the week or case of the chapter, something like that. So it's long in a sense, but it's not that you need to follow everything. If it's something like caught your attention, just read it and it's one and done.
Okay, that's pretty good to know. It isn't like Detective Conan. For some reason, it spans on forever. Literally, I think it's like 4 decades now or some shit.
It's like since 1996 and he's still like a grade 1 student. What the heck?
I don't know, man. Anime stories, day of age for some reason. Okay, that's a pretty good recommendation. If you guys like mysteries or whatnot, that's a good one to delve into. Since you mentioned mysteries, I guess I'll mention this one. I'll get this one out of the way. Monster, basically. Because, of course, Monster is a thriller. You can kind of view it as horror in a way. But it isn't really like supernatural horror or whatever the Lovecraftian BS you guys are thinking of. A thriller in a sense is because the narrative is pretty heavy. You're following the perspective of Dr. Tenma, who is like a genius brain surgeon, and mm-hmm. he basically saves a kid, and a few years later it's like shit goes apart. He got framed for a murder, and from there you're just following these sets of mysteries and, you know, trying to prove his innocence in a way. The reason why it's a thriller is because, yeah, the main antagonist there, I would say, damn, well written. But I'm not gonna get too much into the details. I would suggest you highly check that out. Though, if you're pressed for time, I wouldn't recommend watching the anime. I mean, the animated is hand-drawn and it's paced okay, but I think it's too long for the material for it. You know, like it's like a typical 2000s anime where they added a few more things just to milk money out of it. Attack of Titan. But yeah, highly check Monster out. Either way, manga or anime is a good experience. Highly check that out. And Kevin, what's your second recommendation?
Let's do something like near the shonen genre, since one of them is actually my recommendation. So if you want like less ridiculous from Baki, or you wanted something like more ridiculous than Kengan Ashura, so the sweet spot between those two is a series called Koko Tekken Den tough. Actually, it's somewhat like Baki and Kengan Ashura in one, but less the ridiculousness of Baki.
Okay, this is like literally the first time I've heard of that series. And this is like coming from a guy who likes martial arts manga for the most part.
It's martial arts seinen, so it has like two series. Koko Tekken Den tough, and then the sequel is tough. It's both good reads, so I implore you to read that one. If you just want something like brainless martial arts action with some martial arts bullshit, but it's grounded in a way, that's for you.
I see. Well, this is going to take a while if we talk about more recommendations. So, this is like a tough choice between three series, because there's like a shonen big three, there's also a seinen big three, if you know what I'm talking about. But to the others, basically the big three of seinen, what people online are talking about collectively, is first is Berserk. We kind of tackled upon it earlier. Amazing Dark Fantasy, a recipe to the author, but you kind of get, I mean, they'll attempt to finish it after the author told his friend how he envisioned the ending's gonna be. Another one is Vagabond. It's an amazing story. I read it years ago, like way, way back, so I can, the details are a bit fuzzy, but the art style is a bit heavy in a way. Same with the other one that I mentioned, Vinland Saga. Vinland Saga, it's a really action-based series from the get-go. However, as this series progress,
you kind of... became Farmland Saga.
No, I mean, that's a season 2 anime. Of course, it happens in the manga as well. But that's where the seinen part comes in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna tell you what happened and why the guy ended up in a farm. But if you like stories that are, let's say, a bit grounded, slightly based in history, because the characters there in Vinland Saga are historical characters, actually existed in history, rather. And, you know, you get to see someone develop as a person. You know, I mean, if at some point, maybe everyone has been angry at someone, rather, at some point. And you were so overly consumed by the idea of revenge, and when it's all gone, you're pretty much lost in thought. So that's kind of it. So those three in particular is what I would consider like peak seinen, because you get to see maturity, character, literally character development, and you know, as a human being, you develop as a person. So if you have like time, I'd say feel free to check that out. The animation for Vinland Saga is amazing. Don't bother watching the Berserk anime except the Golden Dawn.
Watch the 2016. I'm kidding.
It doesn't exist. Fuck that studio, man. They went Berserk. Read the manga for Berserk. Vinland Saga, manga or anime, either one is good. The CGI is...
Or play the Vita game. The VS Vita game. Band of the Hawk. That's the title. Fun one.
Yeah, it's a hack and slash sort of game. It kind of tells the story, because some parts are really not important, but you know, it's like the major events and whatnot. And lastly, for Vagabond, I don't think it's been animated. mm-hmm. you just kind of have to read it. So I'm sorry for you anime onlys. This is one of those things that you are forced to read. And if you happen to play Magic the Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh, it's probably one of the things that you guys don't want to do. poking aside at people who play card games like me, I guess those are like the other ones. Kevin, do you have like another seinen that you would like to recommend?
Most of my seinen are actually like martial arts. So yeah, your Baki, your Kengan Ashura, Kengan Omega, Koko Tekken Den, and Tough. Another one that I really like, actually another one is a little manga called History's Strongest Disciple. Yes, it's a seinen.
I would argue no.
Yeah, it's like categorized as seinen actually. One of the.
But why?
Because big boobs. I'm kidding. But it's somewhat like it's not your. Not really your typical shonen, but I don't know, maybe because of the publication. It's actually from a seinen publication. It's from a seinen magazine, so that's why it's considered a seinen. So, yeah. If you wanted, like, somewhat to transition you from the all sunshine and rainbows shonen to, like, it's like light seinen. To say the least, yeah, you could read like History's Strongest Disciple Kenichi, then go to Berserk if you want to go hardcore. If you just wanted like a taste of a seinen, so yeah, that's History's Strongest Disciple.
Okay, then I guess that's about it. I would actually have another recommendation. It's kind of martial arts related, but I don't know if you guys like smart stuff. Not really smart stuff. It's more like a war simulator, or rather based in history. Proud Kingdom is like one of the best segments out there. You can argue that you can kind of remove Vagabond. Not really, it's kind of hard to remove Vagabond. It's either between Vinland Saga or Kingdom for the Seinen Big Three, because I don't know, man, I fucking love Kingdom. Skip season one, the anime, for fuck's sake. I don't know, as a fan, that season one didn't exist. Season two, they kind of improved the animation. I would say watch the third or fifth season. I think it's the Coalition arc where, yeah, the CGI is like tolerable enough. That UFO team was considering the one who's great. I think the anime isn't that used to CGI yet, but they kind of have to because it's like a war and there are like hundreds of thousands of people in it. So it's kind of hard to hand draw all of those. But yeah, that aside, that's the end of this week's podcast episode. I know it's a bit quick, guys, but yeah, I came from a really long editing session, basically, and that thing drained the fuck out of me, and I just wanted to do something real quick, you know, and also maybe clear up and maybe educate you guys on, you know, the difference between shonen and seinen. So, Kevin, where can the people find you?
Yeah, you can find me online on Twitter and Instagram, both at Elitistang Kebs. My podcast, Elitistang Weibo Podcast, is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and the like. And you can follow us on Facebook, the podcast, at facebook.com/Elitistang Weibo. And watch Basuran, listen to Basurans as well, even though it's not in English.
So yeah,
if you just wanna listen to two geeks shitting about things that they're not geeky enough.
So yeah, guys, if you happen to know how to speak Tagalog or understand it, yeah, feel free to drop us a little aside. It's a bit more like, not really like takes or whatever, just really stupid takes between two guys. But yeah, aside from that, feel free to follow me on my socials. I'm on Instagram, that's at Kagespace. I'm also on Facebook, that's facebook.com/Kagespace. If you want to help keep the lights on and, you know, support the podcast financially, you can do so by donating to my PayPal, that's paypal.me/Kage018. Or, you know, donate to my GCash, which is 0956-339-1008. And, you know, lastly, like Kevin before, feel free to check out our podcast, Basuwalans, where we talk about really stupid shit. And, you know, feel free to check out our for my third podcast, Backlogs, if you're interested, or and feel free to share it as well, because you know, more traction the better. So yeah, with that's the end of this week's podcast episode. Thank you for Kevin for dropping by once again, and catch you guys on the next one. Bye
bye.